We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, on what is just a weird, wacky Tuesday. If you're just tuning in, I'll give you one guess as to what we're talking about. That's right. Seemingly overnight, the MLS Columbus Crew is now Columbus Soccer Club. This was a team that was going to move a few years ago. They did not. They have now changed their name with no input from their fans.
What's the big deal about this?
Well, they changed their name in the middle of the season.
Yeah, why though?
I don't know. Oh. I really want to like MLS. I really do.
I hate it.
Well, the fact that it's a Ponzi scheme,
yeah,
and also the soccer's bad.
Soccer's awful, man.
Like, I really like, there's some little clubs around here. Forward Madison FC is great, and even like Bavarians and all these clubs. Right. They should have the opportunity to someday play at the highest level of soccer, but they don't because it is a pyramid scheme. Everybody was mad about that Super League.
Yeah.
It's basically what they were following the MLS's model. So that's what we were talking about. If you're just joining us, we are going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Greg Jennings speaking on The Herd yesterday. The vibe is that what we're getting from players is that things just need to be worked out and they're optimistic. Adams ended the interview saying, hey, when he re-signs or whatever, I'll come back and we'll celebrate. We'll do some shots. He also talked about when he found out that Aaron Rodgers was first unhappy via the Schefter report, he was on the course having some brewskis. Is there a drinking culture problem in Green Bay?
Jesus.
414-799. Randy's on the south side chiming in. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
So here's my thing. All these people that are saying that, I'm a Packer fan first. Well, here's the problem.
Yeah, tell him, Randy.
If Aaron Rodgers leaves, we're going back to the 80s because there's going to be no player that's going to want to come here.
Tell him. Tell him, Randy.
Everybody's going to leave.
These people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Here's finally a real call on this station. Tell him, Randy.
And I'll tell you what, Rodgers is going to get his way anyways because sooner or later, Gutekunst is going to get fired, and so will Mark Murphy because we're going to suck. So, this whole Rodgers is a baby thing, well, you know what? He should get what he wants, and he's going to get what he wants because there's no way they can get let him go.
And all quarterbacks are babies, man. They're all babies. Not everybody's Tom Brady who's married to a Brazilian supermodel that's worth billions that could take less money every year. These guys are all babies. They all are. They all are.
And the thing is, if you want a quarterback that's not a baby, we're going to get one as soon as Rodgers leaves here because he's probably not going to be that great, and he won't have an ego.
Yeah, you know who's not a baby? Andy Dalton. There you go. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's Randy on the south side bringing some fire here to start the 8 a.m. hour, as we call it around here, hour number three.
See, somebody said that to me. They're like, well, you can't cave into Rodgers' demands because then you have to do it for every player. No. You do that for one player, maybe two. Like, Devontae's maybe going to want to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. So, good point by Titletown. Like, there's a good chance maybe he's not back. But you got a better shot with Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. You know what I mean, though? Like, certain guys can have input. Certain guys cannot. Aaron Jones is a top 10 running back in the league. He can't come in and say, it's either me or Goot. They'd be like, okay, well, it's Goot. But Aaron Rodgers, man, one of the best to ever do it, if not the best to ever do it. So you kind of have to cave, unfortunately.
Well, the whole problem with this is we still have not heard Aaron Rodgers talk.
How many people did LeBron get fired?
We can assume that when Devontae talks, he's doing it with Rodgers' blessing, I would assume.
They're all in cahoots, and there's a bigger plan to all of this too.
So then where's Jordan Love in this?
Poor kid.
I hated that pick, and I'm really trying to.
I feel bad for Jordan Love.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't hate Jordan Love.
Clearly his teammates do.
I'm just not ready to replace the Hall of Fame quarterback that just won the MVP, and you shouldn't be either.
Has anybody even texted Jordan Love about this? Like the team?
I'm sure.
Devontae texted Jordan? Hey, I didn't mean to call you Brett Hundley.
No, because I feel like they probably got he's got his boys in the locker room. AJ Dillon. Like they drafted half his high school.
So are we going to have
Kamal Martin, AJ Dillon?
Are we going to have two groups in the locker room here? The Rodgers group, the non-Rodgers group? Or are we assuming that everybody's in the Rodgers group? Is there going to be some locker room dissension?
I don't think so. Not in Green Bay. I mean, Matt LaFleur is a good enough coach and a good enough leader, I think.
That's where this is totally different.
Tons of leadership in that locker room. Look at the defensive side of the ball. You think Zadarius is going to let guys bicker? No way, man.
That's where this situation's totally different than the Favre situation. I get that the cover of the book looks the same, but there's so many differences between the two things. When the Favre thing was going down, there was a Favre camp and a Rodgers camp in the locker room, not just in the fan base. There's no Jordan. Nobody wants Rodgers out because they want to see Jordan Love.
No, those people are out there, though.
Anybody that wants Rodgers out just wants the Packer way to continue. They don't want to deal with Rodgers' midlife crisis, as I've called it, and that tweet is still up.
Even though he's like our age.
Well, I could say I'm going through one.
I think you're too young for a midlife crisis still.
I know I'm too young to feel this damn old.
Wouldn't it be your quarter-life crisis, as the great John Mayer once said?
Yeah, I already had that in my 20s.
So did I.
When I bought a Jeep.
Yeah. I started an underground casino.
And really got into emo?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've already had my quarter-life crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody has that. It's usually when you get out of college, you're like 23, 24, and you're like, what the hell am I going to do now?
So my friend texted me the other day.
Mark?
No, a real friend.
No, not the fake email guy?
And he said, what's going on with this Rodgers thing? I can't get a grasp on it. And I said, yeah, I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy. And he goes, dude, have you seen this? And it was a clip of Brett Favre and Tucker Carlson talking about cheese. And I thought, are we friends?
What? Talking about cheese?
Are we friends? So if Rodgers doesn't come back, Ryan Horvath, it's going to cost him a lot of money in terms of the fines that we will encounter if you're Aaron Rodgers. If he misses the veteran mini camp, which is coming up in June, there is some Packer activity this weekend. If you're like, get me to the football, the rookie mini camp is this weekend. So there are things that will happen. But if Rodgers misses the first mandatory activity for the Packers, which is the veteran mini camp, he's going to be fined about $100,000. So that's a lot of money. But Rodgers might say, whatever. Which, imagine saying whatever to $100,000. If he misses training camp, and this would be in late July, assuming the Packers don't do the unthinkable and trade him, the team is required to fine him $50,000 a day, and they cannot give back that money. So sometimes teams will fine a guy, but then forgive those fines after the guy comes back. Packers can't do that. So if he missed the first 10 days of camp, that'd cost him about $500,000. And then if he misses the preseason game, he's going to be fined the equivalent of a regular season check. That's about $800,000.
Jeez.
So the rubber will meet the road here at some point. And I think the day we're all looking now at is June 1st when the salary cap hit is less if the Packers do trade him. I say less. It's actually spread out this year and next year if they trade him after June 1st. Whereas if they trade him beforehand, if they trade him, it will be all this year. So if you're gonna trade him and you're the Packers, you'd wait most likely to trade him till after next year unless you just want to take all the hit. I don't know what they would prefer to do. I don't know what their trading partner would prefer to do. So that's if he holds out. If he gets traded, the cap, again, is what it is. I just wonder what Rodgers' true demands are. I would think that, like, I want Rodgers back this year. Come on.
I just want this to end.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I want, and this will end on the show. We're going to talk some Bucks in a second. But I want this to end. I think I would say, all right, guarantee out the contract, move on, trade Jordan Love, admit your error, let him go somewhere where he can actually flourish and not have to deal with this because it's not going to work out for him.
Yeah, see, I don't even know, but what if Jordan Love has a good preseason and Rodgers breaks his collarbone again? I don't know that you need it. Like, Jordan Love, this is only his second year, and I get that you traded up. But
who would you rather start week one, Jordan Love or Chad Kelly?
Jordan Love.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, yes. Chad Kelly?
My guy.
Oh, God.
Ole Miss.
No. Yeah, Jordan Love.
I told you I wanted him coming out in 17.
Oh, man. I may rather start Jordan McIntyre.
Ooh, great call.
From the New Kids on the Block.
Great call.
Mm-hmm. No, not starting Chad Kelly. Stop.
What if Rodgers?
Not this year.
So if Rodgers says, I've got 3 years left on my deal, I want that all guaranteed.
Fine.
I don't want you to trade me after this year. You're good with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. That's what I want.
Okay. What if he says, and I want an extension?
Deal.
I don't know. Then now he's 42.
Yeah, with Brady, 43.
Well, Brady is weird.
Rodgers is better. Rodgers is protected this year. He's only sacked 20 times, threw 48 touchdown passes. Won the
MVP. I'm good with locking Rodgers in for three more years. If you want to add
say,
years
dude,
to that,
here's what I'd say to him.
Then I don't know if I don't know.
I'd say I'll do the years.
And if that makes me anti-Rodgers, so be it.
I'd say we're gonna rework this deal. I'd say are you coming back for 3 years to try to win Super Bowls to help your legacy? Because we're not gonna be able to pay you all this. Look what Brady does, and I think that he'd be comfortable with that. I think he just wants a commitment. I think that Rodgers just wants to feel loved in this situation and feel the appreciation. Is honestly as corny as that sounds. Look at the guy, man. He wears it all on his sleeve, right?
So we're just
he's kind of a wreck.
We're doing all this because his feelings are hurt.
Well,
that's stupid.
What else is it? His feelings are hurt about them moving up for Jordan Love.
Well, just get over it.
Go back and listen. Okay.
That's where I say get over it and come
remember
back.
Remember the podcast that he did with Kyle Brandt? He pretty much said everything that I've said. He was hurt by them moving up to take Jordan Love. He had just an hour before that done a show with Pat McAfee where he was individually naming wide receivers, Justin Jefferson. He didn't know T. Higgins by name. He said the kid from Clemson I enjoyed watching. And he said, and then the kid from Arizona State that I enjoyed watching, which was Ayuk. And he mentioned those guys. He wanted a receiver in that draft. They moved up. They took Jordan Love. They didn't call him and tell him. He said what upset him the most was that it wasn't a down year. They were a game away from the Super Bowl, and there were a few holes to fill, and they didn't do it with a first-round type player. They did it with Jordan Love. He understands the business, just didn't really understand the pick. It pissed him off because he wants to win a Super Bowl. I think that that's the appropriate reaction.
799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. We will talk some Bucks. They lose last night to the Spurs inexplicably. I know the Spurs shot well, but the Bucks, when a team's shooting well against the Bucks, their strategy has been just keep letting them shoot. They'll cool off. Like in NBA Jam, if a guy's on fire, you gotta make sure that guy's not on fire anymore. The Bucks are just like, nah, he'll eventually cool off. No. Spurs didn't last night. Bucks lost. Maybe lost the inside track on the 2 seed, which we'll tell you why that's so important coming up. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and you on The Fan.
You know, if there was an answer to that, we all would have bottled it already. And nobody would ever be missing. But it's the way it is. You know, Patty's had a rough go for a while, and then he just drilled it tonight. So it was a good night against, you know, a hell of a team, you know, championship caliber team, well coached. We have to be just thrilled with it, but not too satisfied. And, you know, we're still in a big battle.
That's Spurs head coach Greg Popovich still kicking after all these years on the Spurs sidelines. Mike Budenholzer used to be on those sidelines. He was on the sidelines last night in San Antonio, and he got embarrassed. Bucks lose 146 to 125. Spurs shot incredible. Some 68% in the first half, 67% from three. They finished the game still shooting about 60% from three, 60% from the field. Bucks shot 31% from three, 50% from the field, but, I mean, they couldn't keep up with the Spurs. And the coach Budenholzer way of adapting to a team that's shooting well is just let them keep shooting. And eventually they will go cold. And that did not happen last night. Segment brought to you by our friends at Schneider. Now hiring drivers for more than 80 years. They've been getting it done. Go to SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. That again, 1-800-44-PRIDE. With the loss, the Bucks back down to the three seed. They've got a few more games yet this week, but so do the Nets. The Nets have a couple back-to-back games. The Bucks have the Magic here tonight. So the Bucks are a game behind the Nets. All they have to do to get the two seed is now both teams have four games. Bucks need to win one more than the Nets. Nets have Chicago, San Antonio, Chicago, and Cleveland. The Bucks have Orlando, Indiana, Miami, and Chicago. 8 o'clock tonight at Fiserv, they are on the road against Indiana. That'll be on Thursday. And then Saturday and Sunday, they play. The times aren't official yet, but it looks like those will be day games. The NBA is going to do a bunch of day games Sunday and a bunch of day games on Saturday. Why they did not put out the times for the schedule, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe to see who would be in the play-in game, maybe to give them some rest, but there's no official times yet for Saturday and Sunday's game. Saturday's game is home. If you have tickets for that, you're like, well, what time's the game? It's going to be in the day. It's either going to be at 11 or 2:30, and we should find out that relatively soon, but there is a game tonight, 8 o'clock against the Magic.
Are you excited?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to go.
Why?
I don't feel good.
What?
Yeah, I'm just not feeling good.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Do you have COVID-19?
I do not.
Oh.
I have the new COVID-21.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
21.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm going
to
go.
Do you want me to take your tickets? I'll go. I'll bring Nate. We got nothing to do tonight.
Game's not till 8.
Yeah, he don't go to bed till like 11.
Oh, your boy's going to be dragging tomorrow.
He's dragging. He doesn't. He's kind of He's kind of checked out right now here these final couple weeks
of
kindergarten. Yeah, he don't care.
Kindergarten from home, man. That sounds like it'd be the worst year ever.
For me or him?
Both.
Yeah, for both.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, my life sucks.
Tony's in Texas.
Not a whole lot of good, except for big bets last
414-799-1250, Tony.
Hey, really, good morning, guys. Before I get into the Bucks, really quick on the Pack and Rodgers, you know, after Hugh Hefner passed away, guys, I think Mark Murphy probably had the best job or the most coveted job for me personally that I would want to have in America. There's probably not an easier gig that you're going to ever have. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back. You got no one over your head. You got a bunch of shareholders. Have no offense, Bart. We have no influence on anything.
Right.
So,
hey. You don't, though.
I mean, we don't. We don't. So This isn't Aaron. I hate when the media says it's Aaron versus the Packers. No, this is Aaron versus a few guys. It's Aaron versus Mark Murphy, Gunkus, Russ Ball. I'll throw John Eric Sullivan in there. It's all those guys versus Aaron Rodgers, and it's versus management. It's nothing against Green Bay Packers. So when people start bashing Rodgers about, you know, it's the Packers, carry the G. You know, Aaron's got to stay in his place. Like, tap the brakes. The last 15 years, we wouldn't be here without Aaron Rodgers. So I usually side with management on this side. I'm not. I'm with you with this on Ryan. I don't care if anyone calls you a fanboy. I'm with you on it. I'm Team Aaron all the way on this still.
I mean,
so.
again, fanboy, if they want to trade for Russell Wilson or another MVP-type quarterback, I'm fine with it. Then I'll be his fanboy. But I'm not going to trade a Hall of Fame quarterback that just won MVP for a guy that's never taken a snap in an NFL game. If you just jumped out of a dumpster, I get why you'd maybe think that. But anybody with half of a brain that's watched the league for the last, you know, 3 decades understands
and lastly,
that Hall of Fame quarterbacks are pretty hard to replace.
Ryan,
what have the Dolphins done since Marino's been there?
Exactly. Hey, Bart.
What about the Broncos since Elway's been there, except for when they had to go out and, you know, get Peyton Manning Hall of Fame quarterback? Yeah, worked out for him.
There's a big date tomorrow with the NFL. We got the schedule release going, and I think if you see a lot of Packer primetime games, you know Goodell's asking Murphy, like, how do you feel about Rodgers? So I think if you see a lot of primetime games on the schedule after the release, I think Rodgers I lean towards him coming back because why would you want to put the Packers on with I don't even know who this Chad Kelly guy is, Bart. But
he's at Ole Miss a few years ago.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh,
come
on.
I know a lot about sports. I watch a lot of stuff. But
he's my guy.
No idea who that is.
He's like he's like a B version of Ryan Mallett.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's got swag, and he's been arrested a bunch
of
times.
He wasn't on Last Chance U, but he went to that school.
The Packers are not getting a Sunday night game against against the Vikings with Chad Kelly.
Oh, I can't wait for Week 17, Mahomes versus
Kelly. I'll tell you what I think they're going to do is because the Packers, they'll still get their primetime games. I'm telling you that right now. They'll play the Bears in primetime. They'll play, like, the Cowboys in primetime because it can be – or do they play the Cowboys? I don't think so.
No Cowboys.
No Cowboys.
Okay, but they'll play the Bears in primetime. They'll play – I don't have the schedule in front of me who they play or not, but they'll have primetime games. And then what they'll do is they'll put, like, Packers-Chiefs week 16 so they can flex it out. Because it'll be, Rodgers-Mahomes. But if Rodgers is in Denver, obviously no one's going to watch 4-12 Jordan Love play. So that's what I think they'll do. I still think they'll get their full allotment of national TV games. Maybe they get a Thanksgiving Day game now because of this. But I still think they will get their full allotment of primetime games. They'll just, like, have some buffer in it.
Okay, well, we'll find out Wednesday, talk about it Thursday. And then lastly on the Bucks guys, so, the Spurs' home record was 13-20, and that is just a putrid performance. We had a big storm roll through Dallas last night. My satellite went out. I was so glad it went out in the middle of the second quarter. I was like, to hell with this. I'm going to take Bart's advice and watch this Succession show, which looks like a pretty good show. I'm only on episode one. But the Bucks just it's putrid. The NBA in general, Ryan, it's just hard to watch, man. The only teams that really try are the teams that are like, you know, the Knicks and the Hawks, those types of teams who coincidentally have new coaches that we could have gotten last year, Tom Thibodeau and Nate McMillan. Would you guys feel better about those guys on the bench than our boy Bud?
Yeah, I'm a big Tibbs guy, but he does run his guys into the ground. That's the only thing. So, you'd be going hard every regular season game, and then your guys would be burned out in the playoffs. But I love Tibbs.
But defensively, we're broken, Ryan.
Defensively, Tibbs fixes that immediately. Look at the Knicks, man. Look at the position they're
in. Look at Nate McMillan. I wanted to look at him, too. I mean, he's turned the Hawks around. They look like a good team. This Budenholzer guy, he's too late in the game, man.
Tony, would you rather have Brad Stevens or Mike Budenholzer?
I would take Brad. I think Brad's worn his welcome out in it's like the old Bill Walsh thing. Like, he would say you can only stay at a place so long. He's worn himself out in Boston.
Because he's going to be gone, right? Him and Kemba will be out of Boston. I'm assuming that they're going to try to get out of that Kemba deal. I don't know if they're going to be able to, but he's clearly not the third member, with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And they're not moving either of those two, obviously. I do think Brad Stevens will be gone. What about you, Bart? Brad Stevens or Budenholzer?
Oh, I'd rather have anybody over Budenholzer.
I'm a big Brad Stevens guy.
Would you rather start a franchise with Brad Stevens or Giannis? 414-799.
They hate Brad Stevens in Boston, though.
Well, because he's never delivered them the goods, but also they're still missing a piece. That's all on Danny Ainge. The Boston failures are on Danny Ainge.
Well, they stockpiled those.
They stock picks, and they don't do anything with it. Right. Hey, Bart, before you let me go, I do want an update if you go to the game. You know, power through this big man today. Take an energy drink or something. Go to the game. I want your review on the stadium arena experience for the NBA.
Yeah, I want you to take photos like Nightingale and post them to
You've
Twitter.
You've been to a Brewer game today, right?
Well, I went to the Brewer game. I went, but I sat in the media seats. I did walk around a little bit, and it just seemed like it was a very pleasurable experience where protocols were being met, but also you had, like, free range to explore the stadium a little bit and really feel like it felt, you know, when you go to like Walgreens or Walmart, it's still, you're still shopping, go anywhere, it feels normal. That's my comparison. When I went to the Brewer game, it felt like I was at a Brewer game. From what I heard about basketball games, you feel a lot more restricted, but I'll find out that tonight.
Right. Well, I've gone to a Rangers and Marlins game. It was a very pleasurable experience. But let me hear what you say about the NBA. So I'll look forward to that.
Well, that'll be on tomorrow's riveting show. So please turn in tomorrow for Bart's experience at a basketball game.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen. Well, you guys have a great rest of your day, and y'all take care.
All right, Tony, you too. Always good to hear from you. James sends an email. He says, the silver lining to the most awful defense I have seen in years and the soon-to-be reality that the playoffs are over is that there is no way the team can keep the coach after this. And frankly, I've also lost confidence in the general manager. So that leads me to this question. If you're going to fire Mike Budenholzer after this season, if he doesn't get so far, why didn't you just fire him last season?
When guys were available? Yeah.
When guys were available, excuse me.
Well, probably because they had the best record in the league,
but
2 years in a row.
But it's not about regular season record. It's about playoffs with this team.
Oh, I mean, I completely agree.
And we talked last week about why Bud gets more pressure as a third-year coach than Matt LaFleur is going to have. And that's because the title that was lost in 2018 when they didn't get to the finals, it feels like we're still playing catch-up to that.
Do you think since Giannis signed the Supermax that he should have input if Bud stays or goes? And what do you think he would say?
I think he would say, I love Mike, Bud.
But fire his ass?
Well, Giannis isn't going to have anybody get fired.
You don't think so, though? I mean, Giannis signed here, but he wants to win a championship. If they get bounced in the playoffs, the blame's going to have to fall on somebody. And even if it falls on him, he's not going to blame himself.
Yeah, I would say the Bucks are going to give Giannis more input on their franchise than the Packers give Rodgers.
What if they get bounced in the second round, but Giannis wants Bud to stay? Would you be down? Like, because this is kind of the same thing what we're doing with Aaron Rodgers. Like, he shouldn't have any input. Packers are going to be here long after Aaron Rodgers retires. So is that the same for Giannis? I'm just curious.
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I don't want Bud to stay, so I'm going to say no.
But what if that pisses Giannis off?
He was mad that Jason Kidd got fired. He was mad that they exiled Larry Drew for no reason.
He was mad that Prunty... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, he was mad they didn't keep Joe Prunty.
Joe Big Game Prunty. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Maybe Rodgers is mad they never kept Joe Philbin.
Wouldn't Rodgers technically have to be involved in the decision to fire
Bud? For Joe Philbin.
Is part owner?
As we both talk at the same time, not letting the other one get any ground.
Who is the better interim head coach, Joe Philbin or Joe Prunty? 414-799-12.
Oh, that's a fantastic question.
I'll go with Prunty. He took the team to the playoffs.
He did. And also,
they played pretty tough against Boston.
He didn't use two challenges on the first drive in his first game.
Yeah, what a disaster. And he got Aaron concussed week 17 in a meaningless game just to say goodbye to Cobb and play one more game together.
Well, Rodgers did that for Joe Philbin.
No,
see,
I know.
He came for Joe Philbin.
Yeah, that team cancer Aaron Rodgers trying to help out a good friend in Joe Philbin to get a job. And everything he did for the small businesses, though.
Yeah, the small businesses.
No, it don't matter. Let's move on.
In fact,
let's go over some realistic options of where we're trading Rodgers. I think that's what we should do.
50. Do you honestly want to do that?
Sure.
Or do you want to talk Bucks?
I'd rather talk Bucks.
All right, because I want to look at playoff matchups and what's going down in the NBA at this point. And we'll continue to do that. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's do this. AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Ryan Horvath. Let me check with some of the tweets that have come in this morning. It's a way to interact with us, 12:50 AM The Fan. You can also call 414-799-1250. Ryan is at Ryan Horvath. I am at Winks Thinks. The show is at Bart Winkler Show. Although I do a bad job of looking at that account. I do follow you back, though, at Bart Winkler Show. And I'll follow you back on Winks Thinks if I know that you listen. I did a nasty thing yesterday. I was live tweeting some of the Davante Adams quotes on Colin Cowherd because I figured if I don't do it, you know, somebody like Zach Cruz will or whoever, and they'll get a ton of engagement and a ton of likes and a ton of retweets. And I thought, I want a piece of that. So I did it. I got
everybody else is getting in on the Rodgers. You better.
I want to benefit from him. I
got Bart Wing.
I got a ton of followers off of it.
Bart Wing.
And that's all that matters.
Yep.
In my obituary, I don't want it to say loving father, husband, son.
I want it to say
brother.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
I want it to say 10,439 followers.
You ever see the Curb episode? Where Larry writes the obituary?
Beloved aunt.
I didn't know if anybody... Yeah, that's actually probably my favorite episode.
This is from Michael36854541.
Oh.
If you had to trade Rodgers as a last resort, would you go all in and trade Adams as well? If they traded Rodgers, I would trade Adams. If they traded Rodgers, you are in a rebuild. You look at some of these Rodgers trades, some of these proposals where they just get draft picks back. I don't want that. I don't want to be bad this year still. So give me a quarterback. If you don't think Jordan Love's the guy, yeah, Russell Wilson would be great. But even if it's Derek Carr, I'd rather have Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Not Garoppolo.
But I'd rather have those guys than Drew Locke or Blake Bortles.
No.
Now, you know how much I love Chad Kelly, so I mean, that's a different situation. Michael goes on to say, would you bring in Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick's never going to play football again. He doesn't want to. Also, if you're going to bring in a quarterback that hasn't played in a few years, Michael Vick's running a 4.740. Maybe he can come back as a tight end. Tim Tebow signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another tweet here. This is from GB Money 4. He says, if the Packers extend Rodgers beyond his current deal, he better win at least one or two more Super Bowls or it's a waste. Rodgers has had four chances to get back to the Super Bowl, and he's choked in every one of those NFC Championship games. I think that's one that I want you to answer, friend Ryan. If the Packers extend Rodgers beyond his current deal, he better win at least one or two more Super Bowls or it's a waste.
So, I mean, I go into every season like it's championship or bust. So, yeah, I mean, I would hope that he would win another Super Bowl. What do you want me to say to that? I feel like I'm saying the same things over and over on this, man.
This is how I feel about Jordan Love. Because of that pick, Jordan Love needs to win at least a Super Bowl.
And I don't even know that that's fair. Like, winning Super Bowls is hard. So I think that what you're saying is crazy, and I think what he's saying is
but
crazy.
But that's where the Packers did that to him.
I think you put yourself in the best position every year to win a Super Bowl. But, you got to make the plays. Rodgers needs to make the plays. Devontae needed to make a couple more plays. Aaron Jones couldn't have fumbled the ball
twice.
Don't
you step back ever and think we're doing all this for a guy who has had 10 years to get back to another Super Bowl and hasn't?
I think that there's a lot of guys that you could blame every year. I mean, was Drew Brees the only reason that the Saints never went back to a Super Bowl? No.
No. I know. I'm trying to think of this from all angles.
Rodgers, that final drive, the three incomplete passes is the reason they didn't move on. It wasn't Kevin King getting burned by Scotty Miller. It wasn't the flag on Kevin King to close out the game. It wasn't Aaron Jones fumbling the ball twice.
You know
it wasn't the offensive line not showing up. It wasn't David Bakhtiari tearing his ACL week 17. Wasn't for the defense not showing up in the first half, showing up in the second half.
All right, I get your point.
Right. So, I mean, it's football, man. Like, okay. Yeah.
Since 2010.
Yes, if Rodgers is going to hold out and be a little baby and demand this and demand that, he better get his ass there and they better win a Super Bowl here in the next 3 years. Agreed.
Okay. Since 2010, they've not been back to a Super Bowl. They've had four really good chances at it. Maybe that's what Goody's looking at. Maybe he's like, well, yeah, I love this guy, but it's regular season success. He's not getting me to where I need to go. And I think having a quarterback on a rookie deal with money spent elsewhere is what is going to get us back there. Like how little money Aaron Rodgers made in 2010. So maybe, I'm just trying to look at this from all angles.
Wouldn't you feel better about them wanting to move on from Aaron Rodgers if when Matt LaFleur does his post-draft press conference, he looked a little bit more confident? Or if Brian Gutekunst, when asked about Jordan Love, was a little bit more confident That's why I don't understand why everybody's so eager to move on from Rodgers, because, like, those guys look like deer in headlights anytime that any of this gets brought up. They're offering him this, offering him that, caving to all of his demands. They're so sold on Jordan Love. They were so sold to make that phone call and trade up in the draft. They should be sold to go to him right now.
But they were never sold on Jordan Love in 2020. They were never sold on him in 2021. They didn't want to think about starting him until 2022.
So, yeah, he better win a Super Bowl if you bring him back. But who's giving you the better opportunity, Rodgers this year or Jordan Love? So I just think that's stupid. I don't have an answer to that.
Jerry says, too many callers make listeners dumber for listening. Goodell is talking with Murphy about Rodgers, about the schedule. Stupid. The Packers are a distraction of the schedule that's coming out. The NFL's got to figure out how many primetime games do you give the Packers? Are the Broncos the front runner? Do you give them the primetime games? I do think there's something to that. Now, I don't know if Goodell's saying give me a percentage, but they are factoring the Packers saga into the schedule being made. That would be my assumption. 414-799-1250, the Sean O'Connell on the phone. Sean.
Yes, I think Tony from Texas is on to something with that. I certainly don't think his comment about Roger Goodell talking to Gutekunst is going to make me dumber. I got a lot of other things that can do that. Nick from the Twin Cities, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Shout out to Nick. I like Tony from Texas. He has, even if I don't necessarily agree, he never says anything that isn't well thought out and sensible. And I think he's right on the button when he says that, the Hugh Hefner thing. I mean, when he passed away, the job to have is to be the GM for the Green Bay Packers. Ever since.
Well, to be Murphy, for sure. You never get fired.
Well, exactly. Everyone after Ron Wolf has just fallen into a spot where success is automatically, you're starting at like second base. You know,
you become the Packers president, you're basically on the Supreme Court. You do not. You're there as long as you want.
When I hear you say things like that, I fall in love with you a little bit more.
Thank you.
Every time. But then you said that thing about emo, and then.
Well, I got really emo in the 2000s. I think a lot of us did. It's okay. Bart, we came back on the other side.
Bart, you're making it hard for me to love you, pal. But anyway, I'll try. But yeah, when you are a general manager, you're dealing with high level athletes that. They're a special breed to begin with. You have to treat them differently. You can't treat them like they're Sean in accounting. They are a special breed. They don't come along very easy. Their feelings do get hurt. That's not a bad thing. They have egos. The whole reason they got to where they're at is because their egos drove them to be the best. And now they're in a spot where they're with the best. So things get weird, and you have to account for that, and if you're not able to, maybe being a general manager for an NFL level team is not for you. And then when you have all these high level athletes, you have even more high level athletes. There's always that famous Jimmy Johnson thing where he cut the third string quarterback for falling asleep in a meeting. And then they asked him, well, what would you have done if Troy Aikman fell asleep? He says, I would have woke him up. there are levels, and when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who I do like. Ever since I listened to the Pete Holmes podcast when Aaron was on, I really decided as a person I liked him. He was my kind of guy, and so I will mark out for him. However, when he's gone, no matter how he leaves, the Packers are still going to be my team, and I won't necessarily root against Aaron Rodgers. I don't want him to see him fail, but I'm definitely not going to hope that, all the best for him other than not being injured and stuff like that. So yeah, it is a sad thing. I hate to see the way it is. And if you are relying on sports media to act like journalists, that is in our past and it will never be recovered. they're not sports journalists anymore. They are infotainment at best, more along the lines of social influencers. That's what I think they are now. They are TikTok girls. They're not journalists. I mean, they're part of the entertainment culture, and in that four letter network, they're the biggest social sports social influencers of all. They're trying to change pretty much every game. So yeah, that's just my thing on that. And one thing I did notice too this weekend, I was setting up some Ring cameras because I moved, and I think Stinger Jane is the Ring camera girl, because when she talks about Bart Winkler, and then when I set up my Ring camera and she says, just wait, we're updating, Rome wasn't built in a day, boy, oh boy, I get that special feeling that I get when I hear Jane talk about my favorite.
Oh, movie. My so, sexy little lady that I have recording my stuff?
Yeah, I call her Jane. That's Stinger Jane.
Okay. It's actually my wife, but...
Oh, my God, you're a lucky man.
Bart. He's the most passionate sports fan in Milwaukee. The Bart Winkler Show. Yeah. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Yeah, I make her say that during.
You know what's weird? Oh. It's actually a guy.
Oh, my God. I wish that guy were my neighbor.
He's got a nice voice.
Thanks, Sean.
His name is Tim. from Fredonia.
Entertaining you on your ride to work. The Bart Winkler Show. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on The Fan.
If Aaron Rodgers was traded to the Broncos, would you root for the Broncos?
No, I'll root for the Packers. I'll root for Aaron Rodgers.
But would the Broncos be like your AFC team?
Oh, man.
I'm not going to necessarily root against them.
No, I'll do what I do.
Root for him.
Like, I rooted for Brett in New York. And then when he went to Minnesota, he was dead to me. But didn't you root for Brett that first year? No, I rooted for the Packers. You didn't want Brett to succeed in New York?
No.
Oh, I kind of did.
Well, no, I didn't want them to make...
if the Packers saw him in the Super Bowl, I wanted them to beat the Jets' ass. But I was rooting for
Brett. I didn't want Brett to win a Super Bowl after he left, and I'm not going to want Rodgers to win a Super Bowl after he leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be rooting for the Packers. As far as AFC team, man, they got some competition with my Browns. Will they continue to get better?
If Aaron Rodgers went to the Browns, because we do love the Browns.
No, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver, like... I get what he sees in Denver. Obviously, all those weapons, that defense, and freedom in the offense. He'll pretty much get to go back to doing whatever he wants. But doesn't he remember how that worked out with McCarthy towards the end? This LaFleur system is the best thing for him.
Why does everybody think the Broncos are like... I don't even think the roster's that good. They're not Aaron Rodgers away from the Super Bowl. Sorry to tell everybody.
He's got the best left tackle in all of football in David Bakhtiari when he officially comes back from the ACL injury. The defense is going to be much improved. He's got Devontae Adams. They probably got the better... They don't have Devontae Adams. They do have really good receivers. They have Noah Fant. I mean, they probably have the better weapons, to be quite honest. With Aaron Rodgers, yeah, probably.
I'll take Aaron Jones over Melvin Gordon.
For sure. For sure. And imagine what Tonyan's going to do this year. Have you seen his workout tapes? He's out there with George Kittle.
Yeah.
He's only going to continue to get better. Maybe some guys like Sternberger are going to figure it out. Maybe DeGuara's going to be back and ready.
Enemy of show.
His best chance to win is in Green Bay. He should know that.
Mike the Painter, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Mikey!
So, you know, this is what Packers fans are cursed with, though, because we really can't hold those guys accountable up there in the front office, because the stands are going to be packed every single year. There's hundreds of thousands of people waiting to fill those seats for season ticket holding. So they're never going to not have people in the stands unless the COVID stuff. That's the only way that they could, you know, that anybody wouldn't be there. So that's why we're cursed, you know, because you can't really hold them accountable. They can do what they want. Murphy can do what he wants. You know, like you said, he's got tenure for life
right, if
he wants to. And it's sad because if they let Aaron Rodgers go to another team, I swear it's going to hurt me. And I won't root for another team. I won't root for Aaron Rodgers on Denver because I'm a Packer fan. But it'll hurt. You know, that would be like a knife in the heart, you know. I just,
This is a darker call than I normally get from you, Mike.
But that's why we're so cursed.
Thought we were done with the majority, done with the Aaron Rodgers drama after he won MVP last year, right? It was like, he proved that he could still get it done, and they were so close. He'll just be back. And now it's like, that's why I don't want to continue to do this and fight with people. Like, I stuck up for Rodgers the last couple of years. I was rewarded with a bunch of money, an MVP, and he choked in the NFC Championship game. Well, like, he was one of the last quarterbacks playing on that Sunday.
Yeah, there was one.
I love how Twitter. I would love to see what Twitter would have done on third down.
Yeah, it's sad. I just hope they get
Jordan
it
Love Nation would have found Tunyon in the back of the end zone.
We need Aaron Rodgers for another 4 to 5 more years. And I would not be upset if we didn't win a Super Bowl, but it would hurt if we don't win another Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. But it's not, it's rough.
Thanks, Mike. Feel better.
I will. I'm going to be making money right now. So.
Oh, painting?
Yes.
What do you charge for like a room?
Well, it depends. Two coats, somewhere between 175 to 250.
Do you have like a loyalty rewards program, or do people usually just need a... Oh, you do?
Of course.
Oh.
Dove Kleiman guy?
From NFL?
Yeah, but who is he actually with?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
Doesn't he write for NFL.com?
Well, no, so he's got a blue check mark, and I see him pop up on my feed every other day. He's an independent reporter. I report on NFL news and keep people updated about transactions. Contact via DM, but there's no, where's his work?
I got a question. What is happening?
Well, he continues to tweet out the same stuff every day. The Packers made a significant long-term contract offer to Aaron Rodgers, according to Rap Sheet. The two sides, however, are not in a good place. Ian also added that on the report by Mike Garofalo that Rodgers has talked to several players about joining him somewhere else. And like he just tweeted this out 18 minutes ago, and of course there's 127 likes and this and that, but like what there needed to be tweeted out 18 minutes ago that hasn't been news for the last 4 days?
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like we've hit a wall here, where it's everybody's going to start getting angry. These guys are going to take the Packers side. I'm the Rodgers fanboy because I want the MVP back behind center of a team that can win a Super Bowl. And these arguments and conversations are just going to get dumber by the day.
Why don't you get Dove on the show and we'll ask him,
absolutely,
who are you?
Absolutely not. No. Because he knows as much as you do, as much as I do, and as much as Ryan Wing does, and that's nothing.
Hey,
because
I knew about Chad Kelly.
Nobody is, and Hernan Perez. But nobody's in these meetings with these guys. So we don't know what Aaron wants. We don't know what Goot wants. And until somebody comes out, until Rodgers actually comes out and talks, there's nothing new. I think he's going to be the quarterback of the Packers. I think they're going to work out something. And I think all these guys doing their media hits like Devontae and kind of saying, hey, we're Team Rodgers, that's going to put more pressure on Goot and LaFleur.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we're not going to want to lose all of our guys over this. You know, what they're thinking about Rodgers right now. Like, this pain in our ass. We're going to have to cave, aren't we? And they don't want to, but they know that they're going to have to. We don't really know what he wants, but, I mean, I saw that he wants Goot fired. James Jones says, or A.J. Hawk says, he doesn't want Goot fired. Well, what does he want?
He just wants respect.
That's why this is just ridiculous. I feel like it's going to be the Russell Wilson thing where, is Russell Wilson going to the Bears? Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, no. They made the offer in Fargo.
Yeah, he's still the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. He's not going anywhere. Nobody's just moving quarterbacks. Nobody's moving MVP quarterbacks for picks even.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. We got another hour to play with everybody. More coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.